Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot, and we're holding a daf Tesvav. We're right at the bottom of the two dots, Yudalit on the Beit. And just to review once again, let's take a look at the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, where the Mishnah discusses how it is that we're able to bring the Kiddusha on the rebuilding or the broadening of the Chomot of the Ir and the Azara. So as the Mishnah says, in Mosifin ala Ir, the ala Azarot, ala B'melech. Let's take a look at all of the issues that the Mishnah brings, and that those are the things we're going to have to prove today. We need a Melech. We need a Navi. We need the Urim V'Tumim. We need a Sanhedrin. Shel Shivim V'Achad. We need two Korbanot Todah, and we need various Shir. And now Beit Din Ma'alchin, which certainly sounds like Beit Din walks first ahead, the two Todot walk behind them, and the rest of the nation that are there walk behind the Beit Din. Now, we'll see that that isn't actually the Gro doesn't even have that Girsa of Achareihen, as we'll see. But first, to the opening issues. How do we know that in order to make a Kiddushat Azarah and a Kiddushat Yerushalayim, that we need to do it together with a Kohen and a Novi and an Urim V'Tumim and the Sanhedrin and Tuto? How do we know that? We know any meaning. Omer B'Shimi Barchiya De'amar Kro. The Posek says very clearly that the Dinim, Nudorot, are kechol asher ani mareh otcha et tavnit ha-mishkan ve tavnit kol kelav vechein ta'asu. It starts off with the pasuk ve'asu li migdash. Explains how to make this migdash the way that I show you. Kechol asher ani mareh otcha. And the words vechein ta'asu at the end are totally redundant. It's talking about asiya. Why does it say v'chein tasu, and so you shall do? Obviously, if I give you a tzivui v'asuli migdash as follows, so it's obvious that v'chein tasu, I don't have to repeat it, unless the v'chein tasu means, and if you come to redo this, then in future time. So you're going to be building a Beit HaMikdash sometime in the future, extending the Beit HaMikdash sometime in the future. Chein tasu dorot. You should do this in exactly the same way. So what is exactly the same way at the time that it was done there? There's a number of issues that are very striking. First of all, we had Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech, as we say later on from the Chatzotzrot. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu obviously is the Navi, and is the Navi par excellence. That means we must have a Navi. And we had the appointment of Aharon, as Kohen Gadol, there was an Urim V'Tumim, there were Shivim Zekenim, and there were two Todot, because it was talking about the day of the Miluim, and it was obviously on the same day, because it's B'Yom Hakim Et HaMishkan. So that means, as we'll see later on, this needs to be done on the day at which this is built. You can't build it and then do it at some other time. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to take down the Mikdash, Mishkan at the time, put it back up on the day that he was going to bring the Kiddusha to the Mishkan. Now, this is not so pashut. There's a number of issues that are very striking. One is, there was no Aharon at the time. This was before the Kiddushat HaKuna, and the Kuna Gdola was defined. What are we saying that there needs to be an Aharon? Secondly, who's to say then that there was a Mishamish with the Urim V'Tumim? So you need Urim V'Tumim. Not to mention that the appointment of the Sanhedrin came much later. So how do you know that there were Shivim Zekenim? Well, a lot of this is just up in the air. Rashi just throws it all in together. But we know that there was Moshe, and then Melech, and Navi, and there was Aaron, and there were Shivim Zekenim. So there are different approaches to this. Some learn, the Rimigash learns, that we see elsewhere, we saw back in Sanhedrin, that Moshe was keneged Shimon ve'Echad at the time, and that therefore it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the equivalent of Sanhedrin up until the appointment. Lamaisa min Rashi, who doesn't deal with that in that Gemara at all, seems to understand that even though the appointment of Sanhedrin, which we call Bezdin over here, was only later, But there were Shivim Zakenim, even before there were Shivim Zakenim, which anyway is a strange thing. So in other words, from the time of Yitziat Mitzrayim, in other words, Zakenim, we left Mitzrayim, we come now to Shivim Tamarim. Can I get the Shivim Tamarim? Shem Yisrael, not Mayim, the Shivim Tamarim. We just had that in the Parashat HaShavua. And that this is significant in being connected to Shivim Zakenim right up front. Come to Har Sinai, there's a special bokum for those Zakenim. So that even though there was not yet a din of Beit Din, nonetheless, we can use those Zakenim subsequently in Parshas Yisro. Particularly if we hold that Yisro is chronologically correct. There was an appointment of Zakenim. So that means that there are two different dinim over here. There's Zakenim that have the smicha of Moshe, which occurs later, where Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you should be semich yadecha, and you'll be ma'atzil, the ruach that's on you, to them, and so on. That was unique, those shivim. That wasn't the standard shivim zakenim that we had. It was zakenim as extensions of Moshe. So maybe over here you don't need that. It's enough to have the Beit Din, whatever it is. You think the Rambam might be thinking of this in terms of the reconstruction of the smicha? He says, even though you don't have the smicha from Moshe, if all of the zakenim of the door are maskim, then you have the equivalent of smicha. You have mumchim, in terms of Sanhedrin. I don't know. Isn't that something to think about? As far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, some of the Rishonim suggest that since during the Yemei HaMiluim, as the Gemara makes it very clear, but it's clear from the Pesukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen, and he was Meshamish B'Bigdei Kuna, so then that means that there was a din of Kohen too. And since the Urim V'Tumim also would have been there, despite the fact that he was wearing Chaluk Lavan, but there was an Urim V'Tumim, similar that it's going back to Kechol Asher Ani Mareh Otcha Bahar. Kechol Asher Ani Mareh Otcha Bahar is the vision of what will be V'chein Ta'asu. That includes the Urim V'Tumim, includes the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. So it doesn't have to be that we're learning it out of the Miluim directly. We could be learning it out of the Pasuk. Anything which is part of what needs to be the Seder of the Avod and the Beit HaMikdash is what's necessary. Remela, we understand that the presence of those things at the time of the Miluim was part of what was necessary to make it Kodesh. Masivrat, v'kol ha'kelim sha'asa Moshe. Do you think that you could stop these interruptions, or at least try to make it a little bit quieter? Mosiv Rava, kol hakelim sha'asa Moshe mishichatan mekadashtan. Whatever it is that Moshe Rabbeinu made at the time, we know that he needed to do the act of mishicha, as it says, at beferish and aposik, to be mekadesh all of the mishkan and the kelim with the shemen hamishkan. But from that generation on, first of all, we didn't even have the Shemen HaMishka after the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, we were using Klei Sharet. Shemen HaMishka was put away together with the Arm. And nonetheless, we use it. So how do we use it now? Because Mikan Ve'elach Avodatan Mechanachatan. You should know that there's not even an Inyan to be Mashiach of Isman HaZad. It's not just because we don't have it and in an emergency go without it. It's that the din of Mishicha was a one-time event. So that the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have Mishicha, the Kelim don't have Mishicha. Vamai. According to what you're learning, V'chein Ta'asu, is it Tzivui L'Dorot, whatever was necessary for the Kedusha at the time should be necessary for the Kedusha L'Dorot. Why is it that we don't have Mishicha? How do you explain now this Braita, the way you're learning? Name of V'chein Ta'asu. According to you, we should learn out from the Potzev Chen Ta'asu, unquote, means the Dorot. Answers Rava, because we have a specific Potzev that tells us not to apply the Chen Ta'asu in this case. Shaini Hatam, the Amar Kro, since it says on that day, Vayi biyom kalot Moshe lakim et ha-mishkan, Vayim shachoto, Vayikadeshoto. So all of that is referring to the Mashicha of the Mishkan Vet Kol Kelav, Vayikadesh Otam. What's the repeat of the Vayikadesh Otam at the end of the pasuk. Vayimshachem Vayikadesh Otam. It said that. It says Vayimshach Oto Vetko Kelav Vetamizbeah Vetko Kelav, and then it repeats Vayimshachem Vayikadesh Otam. Why? To tell me that this was a unique one-time event, and that only these original kelim, otam b'mishicha, v'lo l'darot b'mishicha. Therefore, v'chein tasu is specifically explained in the pasuk as not referring to the din of mishicha. How do you know it means otam, that they and only they get mishicha? Maybe it means they and only they need mishicha. You just said ledorot, you cannot use mishicha. It's avodatan. How do you know? Em otam b'mishicha ledorot, you can have a choice of either mishicha or avodah, or b'mishicha or avodah. Omer of papa, omer akro, asher yishartu bam b'kodesh. Because we have another pasuk. It says v'lakhut kol klei hasharet asher yishartu bam b'kodesh. Doesn't that ring very strangely on your ears? Kli hasharet asher yishartu. And obviously, is that the point of the kli hasharet? You want to say et kol hakelim asher yishartu ba, or kol kli hasharet lakodesh. Kol kli hasharet asher yishartu ba lakodesh is awfully repetitive. Therefore, it must be to tell me the kli hasharet asher yishartu is the only way to make kli hasharet. Kal ana katuv b'sherut, you absolutely must have sherut. There's no way out of that. Yes, the Gemara, well, if that's the case, if I must have sherut, so then why do I need l'chatchila to tell me that I need to be motzi the din of Mashiach? Then we should say that it's sufficient to write yishartu. So hashter katav rechamana asher yishartu, why do we need otam that only the original ones were b'mashiach? V'lo l'dorot b'mashiach? Obviously, lamali. I mean, you're telling me now that I have no choice but to do the sherut. Very true, says the Gemara. However, it says you'd need to do sherut. It doesn't say that you don't need to do v'chein tasu l'dorot plus sherut. And therefore, if it hadn't been memayed them from the drosha of v'chein tasu by saying otam, iloka tavrachmana otam, hava amina hanehu d'mimashicha. Only the first generation, I would have said, of the kelim that Moshe made is sufficient b'mashicha. The dorot, of course, need mashicha. It's just that they also need the avodah with them, because after all, it says asher yishartuba. Whereas Moshe didn't require the avodah, but all require mashicha. After all, the aktiv v'chein tasu, that's a given, the v'chein tasu. Therefore, miyed rachmana otam comes along the Torah to say, Dafka, those were the ones that required Mashiach. V'lo l'dorot b'mashiach. And Mashiach and the dorot is inactive, inappropriate, and therefore all we're left with is to tell me the need for avodah. Therefore it's not an option, it's an absolute. So between the two, if it tells us you need the avodah, so now the asher yishartubam, so now the otam cannot be an option of using mashicha, because no matter what, I'm going to need the sherut. In which case, I understand now that the meaning of the otam is they're absolutely out of the category of mashicha. The next thing you learned in the Mishnah was that besides requiring a melech and a navi and a kohen gadol and an or v'tumim and shivim zakenim, you walk around b'shtei todot. Now, when we're talking about shtei todot, it sounds like you take the buser of the todah and you remove it from the city, but that's not true. The Brite explains that when it says shtei todot, it doesn't mean with the basar. It means with the lechem of the todah. V'lo b'visaran. Minan emile, how do I know it's with the lechem? Omer of chistolot. The truth is, we only have one time in history that we can use as a model to this Kiddusha. And that was when Nehemia was Mekadesh, the new Choma around Yerushalayim, which made Yerushalayim now Ra'ui to eat Kachim Kalim inside of Yerushalayim. So he describes what it was that he did. And in that description, he says something very strange. He says, Va'ale et Sarei Yehuda me'al Choma. The Amida Shtei Todot Gidolot, two large Todot, V'ta'aluchot li'amin me'alachoma l'shar ha'ashpot. Now we're going to discuss exactly what each of these things are. But one thing that he does say that's very striking is big todot. Now, what do you mean when you say big todot? How is todot big? So why do you say big? My gedolot. Ilema mimin gadol. Do you mean the large type of todah? That is to say, from parim instead of from the tzon. Is that what you say? I mean, did you ever see the Torah refer to the difference between bovine and sheep? Big. This is called parah, and that's called a tzon. Say what you want to say. So name a parim. Say, we brought parim, like it says by Har Sinai. Ela gedolot b'minan. So what do you mean? Whatever it was that I was bringing, that's not the point. The animal that I chose was big. What do you mean big? This is something that you're going to show the great Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to say, wow, what a good job you did. It was really big. What is this? We're measuring the Olympic star's muscles. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares big, small? That's ridiculous. To try to talk about the Kedusha of the Mishkan, that I did it really big. You want to talk about your Kavana? Want to talk about the Tahiris HaMachshava? That would be very nice. But to try describing how great the Kedusha was because you took a big Teda is childish. It's completely inappropriate. But you're telling me that Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a difference how big it is. Mi'ike Chashivuta Kamek Shamaya. That's what makes something chashiv, that is big. V'atanya Nemar Bo'olat Be'ema Yishereach Lichoa. We find exactly the same language used whether you're bringing the most expensive animal, or you're bringing an olat ha'ov, says Yishar Reach Tichoa. Or you're an ani, and you're bringing a mincha. It's exactly the same lashon. Yishar Reach Tichoa. What does that teach you? Malamit she'echad ha'marbeh, ve'echad ha'mam'it. Doesn't matter. The size is not the issue. It's never the issue. U'b'yavad she'echavenet li'bo la'aviv sh'bashamayim. What we're looking for is the internal issues, not the external issues. So you're telling me that now Nehemiah is coming to be Mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash, and this is what he's focusing on. We had a real humongous, I mean big baby, kind of Torah that we were going to use to be Mekadesh. It's outrageous. They can't mean that. Ella, so even though, as the Rishonim point out, it's not a Tartosis point, I mean, it's not that we don't mention the Chashivas or Matzanoim and so on. You can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. I mean, it's clearly there's nafkaminas in how beautiful it is and how impressive it is. We're going to say that it's not negeah b'chlal. But the point over here is that the person cannot be mishabeach in those terms. You want to be mahadir after that. But you don't say, this is what I used to bring the kedusha. It's just not nice. So therefore, that's my own period. Give other period. Okay? So therefore, what could it mean? The only thing that it could mean is that it's the gedola shet b'toda. It's got to be referring to something concrete. And that is, it's telling me that I chose the larger of the options of the things in the toda that have options. What are those? The lachmei toda. Now, the lachmei toda is split between two types. There's the chametz and there's the matzah. The thing is, though, that even though you use now 10 esronot for each, there's three different types of matzah in those 10, and only one type of chometz, which means that every chometz lechem is three times the size of the any matzah lechem. So if you're saying gedolot, the only thing they could be referring to is that technicality, meaning that I chose the chometz. It's not something that you want to be maskir. You don't want to say I chose the chometz. Because that's the one thing called Sarvachol Dvash, Lo Takdir Mimenu Yishel Hashem. So the fact that it needed to be defined by Chometz is one issue, but I'm not going to be telling you openly. So in order to be Meramis to the Chometz, I tell you, I chose the Min Gadol. The Min Gadol was the Chometz. And my new Chometz, how do I know that it's not? Because take a look. I mean, yes, this is a code. In other words, you have to know the din in order to understand what the Chometz is referring to. But if you read the Mishnah, so we would bring the Torah with what is today 5 sa, which used to be 6 sa, except that, remember, we added now and increased the size of the various midot. So at the time in the midbar, this was 6 sa'ah. 6 sa'ah are 2 ephot, because the ephah is 3 sa'ah. Now, there are 20 Yisronot. An Yisron, by definition, is a tenth of an Eifa. You're telling me Shtei Eifot. You're telling me 20 Yisronot. That was split by Asra L'chametz and Asra L'matzah. Now, in the Matzah, you had Shlosha Minim. So you needed to take those 10 Esronot and split them into thirds. One third was used for Chalot. One third was used for Rikikin. And one third was used for Revucha, which has a lot of oil now in it. But they were all Matzah. Different types of matzahs. One was a Temani matzot with a chalot. One was Ashkenazi matzot. That was the Rikikin. No, seriously, there's a remosim to all of these different shapes and ways of making matzah in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So they were all used in the Beis HaMikdash. But none of those were used for the Kedusha of the city. Chometz was used, sorry.
Like
the pita. Yeah. Omar Rami Bar Choma. Furthermore, says Rami Bar Choma, in Hazara mitkadesh ela b'shiyari mincha. By extension, now this is a little bit strange because, of course, the shiyari mincha were not chometz. The shiyari mincha were obviously matzah because there was no chometz at all that could be made in a mincha, as we'll see. Nonetheless, look, the idea over here clearly, if one considers what's happening, the idea clearly is that the kedusha is brought by something which stretches the envelope. So those, we have these two todot. The todah is only edible, Abba, the todah is only edible in Yerushalayim. The moment that it would go out of the walls of Yerushalayim, it would not be kosher anymore. It would be possible. Biyotze. One of these todot is eaten. One of these todot is burned. Sound familiar? It's exactly what happened at the day of the Milui. Two of Aaron's children were burned. Two of Aaron's children were mekurav. Exactly what happened. Some of the karbonos were destroyed because of the fact that something happened to them. The others were brought. What happens on Yom HaKippurim? One is brought inside. The other one is sent to the Azazel. What happens to the associated issues of Negayim, Tuma, and so on? One of the birds is thrown out free. The other bird is shechted and destroyed. This idea of the creation of boundaries within which something is good and something is bad, by definition, is stretching the envelope. It's the cutting edge. So you have to be on the border. So that means the todah is on the very edge of what it's capable, where it's capable of being eaten. To create the kedusha of the azara with a todah is a joke. Because to the todah, we couldn't care less whether we're inside the chomat azara or outside the chomat azara. Because the todah is kosher either way. So in order to stretch the envelope of the azara, you would need to use something which is at its edge. The closest thing to the todah, which is the edge of the azara, would be shiarei hamincha. So the shiarei hamincha is the equivalent of the todah in that it's made out of the same material, the isaron, but it can only be eaten inside of the azara. The moment that it leaves the Azor, it becomes Nifsal. So the same thing that created the Kedusha of extending Yerushalayim creates the Kedusha of extending the Azor. The only problem is that if we're now taking Nehemiah as the model, what right would we have to choose the Shiarei HaMincha, which are Chametz? If there is an issue, which we don't know, it's very mysterious, but some reason or another, Nehemiah makes it clear that this is, and we'll see that this was all Alpi, Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, these were actual Nevi'im that were present, that told them the din. So this is somehow part of the din. How can Rami Bar Choma say that when it comes to the Kedushat Azara, we would extend it with Shiarei HaMincha? So what's the logic, first of all? Well, the logic is, I mean, it makes sense. It has to be my time at Yerushalayim. If we're extending Yerushalayim by using a davar ha-ne'echal ba, and that's mekadsha, that which is eaten in Yerushalayim is the thing that is mekadesh Yerushalayim, so the azara also. Only something that is eaten in the azara can be mekadesh the azara. Oh, boy, bad formulation. Wrong words. You have to speak clearly. What do you mean, lachmei toda are not eaten in the azara? That's what she said. You said something eaten in the azara. You can't eat lachmei toda in the azara. We say it right. Elak Yerushalayim. Sorry. Just like Yerushalayim. Davar ha-nechal ba at the very edge. Because if it's yotze mimena, it would be nifsal, is what has to be used to be makadosh. So to the azara, davar ha-nechal ba and only ba. And the moment it would be yotze mimena, it would be nifsal. What is that? Shiarei HaMincha. Closest thing. That's the best match. It's not a good match. Because what happened to the chametz issue? You just learned that the meaning of the word gedolot is that he's going out of his way to define what was chosen from the Torah. Dafka the matz, the lechem, not the matz, the chametz. So then why don't you have to do the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash? Imal alan chametz, afkan chametz, use chametz. What are you talking about? Use chametz? What are you referring to? V'tisbra, there ain't no such animal. Minchat chametz, there's no such thing as a minchat chametz. Mi'ika. It's a beferish, a posik, that it has to be lo te'afek chametz. You tell me, take a minchat chametz. What do you mean? Do you mean, maybe, take the remainders of the mincha and make it chametz? In other words, the Isser is only before Kmitza. So you do the Kmitza of the Matzah, and then you let the rest of it become Chometz. Is that what you're suggesting? And use the Shirayim that are Chometz to be the equivalent of the Lechem Chometz of the Taita in Yerushalayim. Use Shiore Mincha Chometz to be Mekadosh the Azorah. Because Reish Lakish explained, when the Torah says, Lo te'afer chemetz, chelkam natati ota mi'ishai. The way that it's supposed to be read also is, Lo te'afer chemetz chelkam. That even the chelik that's given to the Kohanim, which is the Shiore HaMincha, cannot be chametz. Om Reish Lakish afilu chelkam, Lo te'afer chemetz. Wait. Did I say to use the Shiore HaMincha? Alam alo, what's the problem? Use the Shtei Alechem. Maybe do it on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we have the one time that we bring a mincha, which is dafke chametz. True, it's not brought on the mizbeach, but it's has a mater on the mizbeach, which is the kivsei atzeret. Kivsei atzeret are now mater achilas chametz in the azara. Expand the azara through using the shtei alechem. Beautiful. So why don't we have to do it that way? Because there's no possible way to do that. Explain to me how you want to do it. What do you want to do? You want to build the Beit HaMikdash Erev Yantiv. Okay. Let's build the Beit HaMikdash Erev Yantiv. And now what? We'll have the Shtei Alechem ready Erev Yantiv. It's not going to be possible to Yotze Erev Yantiv. Because it only becomes Kodesh after your Makir of the Matir. The Matir of the Shtei Alechem is the Kivsei Atzeret. How the heck are you going to bring the Kivsei Atzeret before Atzeret? Explain that one to me. So there's no way to use the Shtei Alechem to stretch the envelope. So therefore, let's see that inside. Echinavi, what do you want me to do? Nivneo mietmo, should we build a Beit HaMikdash? Erev Yantiv. Be mekadesh at Erev Yantiv with the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem b'shchitat kvasim u'dekach. They'll only become kadesh to be nifsal b'yotze. If I bring the kvasim, which I can't do Erev Yantiv. Okay. All right. So maybe we should finish building the Beit HaMikdash yesterday. Erev Yantiv, and then be Mekadosh it on Yantiv. Great, right? No, can't do that. Because Be'inat Kiddush B'Sha'at HaBinyan. Did we not just learn, at least we spoke it out, B'yom Kalot Moshe Lakivat HaMishkan. The din of the Kiddushat HaMishkan was on the day of its completion. So how can you complete the Beit HaMikdash yesterday and then decide to wait till the next day to go into be Mekadosh? So that doesn't work, okay? Do you suggest... So it needs to be Kiddush B'Sha'at HaBinyan. Do you suggest we build it today on Yantiv? Nivne B'Yantiv V'Nikache. B'Yantiv. No. Ein B'Yan Mikdash Doche Yantiv. We know that was the whole point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings everybody together. Vayakhel Moshe. And puts et Shabtotai Tishmoru. That is more important than as Mikdashai. So you have to be Mikdashi. So the first thing you have to know is it's not Doche Shabbos. Yantiv is also called Shabbos. Shabbaton. So forget about building the Beis HaMikdash on Yantiv, okay? So maybe you'll say, all right, I'll tell you what. What we should do is, let's build it the next day. Leave over the Shtei Alechem, Nishafka L'Bata Achi, then build the Beit HaMikdash, and then be Mekadosh it. No, because the Shtei Alechem will become Pasul Belina. It's only good that day. No good. Okay, wait, I got an idea. Great idea. Build the Beit HaMikdash Erev Yantiv, and leave one brick. That needs to be completed. Finish building the Beit HaMikdash that night while the Shtei Alechem is still kosher to eat. And then go and make the Talucha. And then you'll have a Kiddushas Azorah. Then you don't see everything. Oh, that's the problem. As our president said, at night? Let's see that inside. Should we build it Nivneo Mimale Yuma? Let's build it Erev Yantiv. Nishayer Bapur to leave over one brick to complete. The Ad Kodesh Yuma, and then the moment that Yontif is over. So then La'alter Nigmer, we'll finish it right there, on the spot. And we'll be Magdish it down, on the spot, at night. Ein binyan Beit HaMikdash b'layla. You cannot build a Beit HaMikdash at night, even that one brick. The Omer Abaye, minayin she'ein bonim at HaMikdash b'layla, is dafka from that same pasuk that we're learning out everything from. B'yom hakim et HaMishkam, is b'yom hakim. Kishakim. No, b'yom hakim, because it didn't b'yom. B'yom mekimo, b'layla ein mekimo. Are there options? No options. So therefore, the only possibility is to get as close as we can to the dogma of the Kedushas HaChoma of Yerushalayim, and that is Shiareyam Mincha. Aye, it's not chametz. What can you do? The next thing the Mishnah says is, you gotta sing. What do you sing? B'shir. Tana Rabbanan, the shir is the shir shel todah. In other words, you're bringing a toda. So you bring mizmor l'todah. At the same time that you're walking with this toda, you're singing b'kinorot, u'b'nevalim, v'tzaltzalim, and you have to bring all the instruments in the Beit HaMikdash. Al-kol pina u'pina, v'al-kol even gedolah shebi Yerushalayim. You stop at every corner, at every turn, and at every major place where something is impressive, and you sing. And that is part of the Kedusha of the Chumah. V'omer, and you also say, Aromimcha Hashem Kidilitani, Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit, because that's also Mizmor Shir. So we say the Taila, and we say Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit. And you say the Shir Shel Pagaim, which is Yoshev B'Seitzer Al Yoin, and that was the Brocha of Moshe, where it says, Vayevarech Otam Moshe. What was he Mevarech Otam? V'noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, as Rashi says there on the spot, which we learn out in the Teras Kehanim, and this was said by Moshe Rabbeinu at the time, and that included also those 11 Tehillim Moshe Rabbeinu said from Tvila LaMoshe Yisrael Elohim through Mizmor LaTodah. All of those were said by Moshe, in the same way they were said by Moshe. They're applicable to the Kedushas HaMishkan. So that we call Shir Shel Pagaim. And there's the other Man Yomer who calls it something else. V'yesh Amrim Shir Shel Nigaim. Now, the truth is that that gives very different reasons for why it is I would be saying it. Man Yomer Nigaim. It says, V'nega lo yikrav b'o alecha. So what is it referring to now? There are pagaim, the pashtus, the pagaim are referring to mazikim, I mean that's what it says. We learned it out in Masechet Brachot, you remember. Elef, revava mimincha, the tens of thousands of mazikim on one side, elef on the other side. But, I mean, there's also remozim to the enormous michsholim that were there at the time of the desire to build the Beis HaMikdash. Not only Bizman HaZeh do we see this, but at the time where they tried to build the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they ran into the most intense political machinations, all types of issues. And he records the way that the Goyim would speak about it, calling them Hayyudim Ha'umlalim. These stupid, weak Jews, what do they think they're doing? Im Yaleh Shu'al, if a fox comes along, it'll tear down this great wall that they're building. What a joke, and so on. So that's the part of what we say, is all to be marked, these mazikim, these B'nai Adam, that attempt to destroy us. If it's Negayim, so then it really is the issue that the house should not be affected by any invisible things that are really there to be Ma'arer and to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, like happened with Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash. From the day it was built, Rome was built too. It was all meant to be destroyed. So that we say, and then we say, V'omer, Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, so part of that shir. You say Yoshev B'Seter Elyon, and you say B'Tzel Shakai Yitlonan, that's exactly about the Shechina. Ki Ata Hashem Machzi, Elyon Samtem Me'onecha, that's Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. The Ma'on of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shomayim is Keneged the Ma'on of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth. And then you go back and say, so don't have the word V'chozer V'omer, even though you say, because it's out of order of the Tehillim. You say, Mizmor LeDavid, Beborcho Mipnei Avshalom Beno, Hashem Morabu Tzarai, Ad LaHashem HaYishua Lamcha Birchatech HaSela. That whole thing of Beborcho Mipnei Avshalom is Keneged Milchemes Gog U'Magog, like the Gemara in Brachos talks about. Godol, a problem in a person's home from Milchemes Gog U'Magog to him. And this is also that he's saying, Morabu Tzarai, any time that Klal Yisrael attempts to be Mashlim, the shlichus, which they're created, there's always crazy things that happen to try to prevent it from taking place. And everybody laughs. So there, these are the things that we say, that we were zeicha to be marchiv the ear and to be marchiv the azor. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Omer l'lani, k'roi v'gani. Yeah, I said that. Yeah. That's Dafka, what it was referring to at the time, that he speaks of.
Why shouldn't it be bigger than Baal?
What do you mean? You know that there were Harchavot of the city. No, Nehemiah himself had to start the Kedusha, and then we had to, it was increased then. I think Rabbi Barnea mentioned to you about who it is, whether that needed anything, the increase of the size of the Medayik, that Lechora doesn't require anything, because it's not a Osafa. Harabai is not a Osafa of a Mechitza. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to use these psukim to go to sleep with. So he said over the Shir Shal Pagaim, Yosha B'Seser El Yom, and then he would go to sleep. What do you mean? He used the psukim of the Torah as a sleeping pill, as a soporific. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself who says, "Asur Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Asur lehitrapot b'divrei Torah." You can't use divrei Torah as a pill. How could he do such a thing? No, you misunderstand. He wasn't using it as a pill. He was using it to be magain from mazikim. La'agein shiny. You're allowed to use as a hagona, divrei Torah megin on a person. So then, as the Gemara, so you're saying that when it's osir, it means kiyama osir, that you actually are sick and you're using it. So in other words, you have a makkah. So then that's what he says. It's osir to use divrei Torah to cure. It's not only osir, man, it's a lot worse than osir. Idiika maka, that's what you say, is that it's usr. The too low, that's all you have to say. Sounds like it's a minor issue. What about the fact that it says that lochesh ala maka, en lochelek lo olam haba? You don't say something's usr when it's dramatically horrific. So it must be that it's usr even when there's no maka. And then if there is a maka, you lose your olam haba. So then we're back to our questions. How could he use it then as a prophylactic? Hayit ma'ala says, that's no kasha. There's a yet a higher problem. And what is that? As Rabbi Yochanan explained, that the issue of Ein Lochelek L'Olam Haba is talking about poo-poo-poo. Brikika, where you spit at something. So Barokek, Shanu, over there. Ema is Kirin Shem Shamayim Ala Rikika. That's the only thing that has survived the anti-Ayin Hara, spinning. That superstition, that's the only thing that has survived. But it used to be they would be Rokek and Amaka also. And then they would say the posik on the rekika, that's disgusting. So that already is a bizoyan, that's something that's higher. Then there's anamaka, which is asr. And then there's lahagain, which is bechlal not asr, because that's similar like the mezuzah, that the divrei Torah are making on another. But it's not that he's saying it as some kind of magical incantation. Okay, then the Mishnah says, Beitin mahalchin ushtei todot achareihen. Now again, the achareihen, the gra didn't have the word achareihen. So achareihen, and then Yisrael is achareihen. So in other words, what you're saying is, says the Gemara, lememra, if you don't have the word achareihen, then the diyuk that the Gemara is now making is from the order, not from the word achareihen. Because since you say first Beit Din, and then you say shtei todot, the implication is that you have Beit Din walking ahead, and the todot behind. So lememra, in other words, you're saying that the Beit Din walks in front of the todah, kamei todah azle, v'aktiv, I thought, our model is the story in Nehemiah. And over there it says, Vayelech achareihem Hoshaya v'chatzei sarei Yehuda. And this was the Zekanim. And it says they were behind the Todot. No, Ochikama. The Mishnah is saying, Beit Din Malchi. Well, first we're telling you the Indian of the Chashivot. So we talked about the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, the Sanhedrin, and we have a Beis Din as well. Good. Now, the order? The order was different. The order was that the Shtei Todot and then the Beit Din were Malchin Achareihem. So if you're Geris, the word Achareihem, so then the Rimi Gash says, the word Achareihem is referring to the Todot. So the Beit Din is Malchin Achareihem. If you don't have Achareihem, so then all we're saying is, you assumed that it's in order of this geometry. But it's not. It's in order of the Chashivas. You're listing the humans, the minds, the Madregas, the Besdin, and then you're listing the tools, so to speak, which is the Todot. That's all that it means. Okay, now, Ketzad Malchut. We know there were two Todot. Now, there's obviously two ways to do this. One is that they're side by side. And then what happens is, if we look at them as side by side, so then what we're saying is the classic inside-outside formulation. Outside one is outside of the Kedusha, inside one is inside the Kedusha. Or they could walk one behind the other, so that what we have is one goes ahead in the area that is not yet Kodesh, and so it becomes Nifsal. And as it walks by, the second one is now Kosher. Two different ways of inside-outside in this. So how do we do that?
Right
at the border, at the edge of the Choma. So now, ask the Gemara, Ketzad, how exactly Malchot? It's a machlokes between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Chad amar zu keneged zu, v'chad amar zu achar zu. So one indeed says it's side by side, and one says that it's one after the other. Now the problem is that the Mishnah says, hapnimit, the inner one, is nechelet, and the chitzona is nisrefet. That sure sounds like one is closer inside, the other one is further outside. How do you support the word pnimit and chitzona if it's one behind the other? So man yom hazu keneged zu, the pnimit would be the one that's makar v'lachoma. Man yom hazu achar zu, the pnimit is the one that is called closer, meaning it's closer to the Beit Din. Now, our problem is that the Mishnah says that the inside one is kosher and the outside one is pasul. That I don't understand. Because if you learn the pnimit nechelet v'chitzona nisrefet, that it's a process. So the first one goes by. You're calling the first one the chitzona. Now it even makes sense that I call it the chitzona. Because at the time that it walks by, the Kedusha wasn't there. Now the pnimit, because the chitzona walked by, is now pnimit, because the chitzona was Makadisha. So now I understand. The one that walked by initially sacrificed itself, so to speak. It's the breakthrough. So it was Yotze. Now this one is pnimit. Beautiful. That I understand the language. If they're side by side, and the Kedusha is created up until the edge. So I don't understand. Why is one kosher and one is pasul? So let's see that inside. So if I understand that the pnimit is the pnimit, the one that is closer to Beit Din, the second one to walk by, asks the Gemara. It's not. It says in the Mishnah, Beferish, ha-pnimit nechelet, v'chitzona nisrefet. Now, bishlam and man yomer zu achar zu. That would explain. Am tolachi, the pnimit is nechelet. Why? Mishum de'at ha-chitzona kama. The chitzona walks in front of it, is now mekadesh the choma, and now the one after it indicates, it symbolizes the new kedushat ha-choma, which makes it kosher to eat. But the man yomer zo keneged zo. If you're saying that they're walking side by side, so then they both are becoming kadesh at the same moment. In other words, I don't know exactly how you want to learn this. You could say they could both be burned. You could say they could both be eaten, because maybe the Kedusha comes simultaneously with their presence. Maybe it's Boim Kecha. Maybe it's not Boim Kecha. But I certainly don't see how one would be one and the other would be the other. Either it's simultaneous or both of them are not kosher, but there's no way that they should be different. Says the Gemara, talking about prejudice. You made up your mind. I mean, for God's sake. And if you learn the other way, it does make sense. Vilatayneh, please. I mean, l'man yomer zu achar zu. You're saying one walks behind the other. You're telling me that that is a technical explanation of why the second one is kosher? You need both of them to create the Kedusha. Right? No. So did you have both of them? When the first one walked by, you're saying the first one walked by, and now that was Bekadashit, and now the second one is kosher. And if you only had the first one, you didn't have the second one. Kosher lo nasis b'chol elo, and there's no Kedusha. So anyway, you needed the second one. So how did the second one be kosher? All you were doing was you were using your prejudice, because you used the idea of first and later. But the concept of requiring two things in which the way in which it works is that you divide between them as part of the essence of what's happening. You're so limited by your spatial considerations or your temporal considerations. Oops, the big mystery. There's no bigger mystery in one than in the other, okay? They're both exactly the same. You need both of them in order to create the Kedusha. I really don't care whether it's side by side, one in front of the other. That has nothing to do with it. Because even if you say, Laman Yom Azu Achazu, well, one of them was Mekadosh. The outside one, the first one, Chodami Mekacha. The Mishnah said Beferush, HaKol Shalon HaSeit B'chol Elu Tanan, okay? So forget about that idea. And even, by the way, I mean, there is a machlokas later about how to understand those words, as we'll see tomorrow. Does b'chol elu mean every last one of these things, or does b'chol elu mean any one of these things? Fine. But let's say even if it means one of the above, okay? Achat mikol elu. Are these two todot two things? This is one of the requirements. Navi, kohen, stay todot, not todah, todah. This is one mitzvah, no? So all that business of plimi chitzum was all your personal prejudice, okay? So why then is one burned and one eaten? Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan alpi Navi Nechelet. It was Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi who were there and who were creating this ceremony. All Baruch HaKadosh. And the fact that one doesn't seem to be more likely the one to be eaten and the other more likely to be the one that's burned is tough. It's no different than the Sarah Mishtalech and the Sarah Lazazel, where the goral lands on one and not on the other. So you say it's karma. And you call whatever mystery you want. But the fact is that all creation of Kedusha and boundaries is built on this idea of things somehow being exactly the same and yet having totally opposite characteristics. That's exactly what happened over here. We didn't choose this way. It was the way it took place at the time of the Kedusha and the Azara, the Kedusha, the Choma, and that's the way that it has to take place, the Dorot. Minanimili, how do we know that we require all of the things listed in the Mishnah? Om Rav Shibi Barchiya Diyamakra Kechola Shinrani Mar'eotcha Etav nita mishkan vetav nit kol kelav vechein tasu. What's the meaning of vechein tasu? Lidorot. Mosiv Rava kol hakelim she'asa Moshe mishikatam mekadashtan mikan ve'elach avodatan mechanaktan. V'amai name of vechein tasu lidorot shani atam. Yomak Rava im shechem akdash otam b'mishikha v'lo lidorot b'mishikha ima otam b'mishikha lidorot. Oba Mishika Oba Avoda, Omer of Pop, Omer Krasher, Yishartu Bam Bakodesh, Talana Katub Bishirut. So if that's the case, Ashtar Katav Rachmana Shishartu Otam Lamali. Because Ilo Katub Rachmana Otam, I would have said, yes, you need Avoda, but you also need the Mishika. So Ani Oda Mishika, Dorot Mishika, Uba Avoda. So you have to get rid of the Vachain Tasu in order to be able to use only the Shirut. Therefore, miyet rachman otam, otam b'mishicha, v'lo l'dorot b'mishicha. U'b'shtei todot, tam. Shtei todot she'amru b'lachman, v'lo b'fsara. Minon emili. Omer v'chisa di omer akro, v'a'amida shtei todot gedolot v'taluchot l'yamin me'al ha'koma. So when you say gedolot, my gedolot, dilem emin gedol mamash. Say parim. If it's gedolot b'minam, come on, Mika Hashivuta Kameshamaya. What are you name our Bolata Officer Reactico? Bolata Emisherectico, Bolata Officer Reactico, Biminka, Isherectico, Milani. Shekhadam Arbe, Vekadamam E to be Vach, Yehavenetibo, the Aviv Shibashamai. Ella Gidolash Betodana, what could that mean? Could only mean Hamid. The Zana Tadai Taba, Minka Mesa in Yerushalmiot, which used to be. Sheish sa'im midbariot, which are shtei ephod, because the ephod was the three sa'im midbariot, which by definition, an isaron is an isaron, a tenth, two of which therefore are 20. So esrim isaron, asara l'chametz, v'asara l'matzah, u'b'matzah shloshaminim, yafkalot v'kikin ravucha, which means that the chametz is three times the size. Omer ami barchoma, in ha'azara mitkadeshet, elo b'shiyarei mincha, my taima. Like the Chomat Yerushalayim, just like Yerushalayim is Davar Nechal Ba Mekatsha. Afazara Davar Nechal Ba Mekatsha. Wrong words. Otulach metod ba'azara lo milo mitachler. Elak Yerushalayim, Ma Yerushalayim Davar Nechal Ba, and only Ba. Ve'yotzei mimena nifsal. Afazara Davar Nechal Ba, and only Ba. was yotzei mimena nifsal. Yotaini mala alan chametz, afkan chametz. There ain't no option. What do you mean chametz? Tizbra. Minchat chametz biika. And maybe yotaina mach mitzvah v'shirayim u'mekadish po. Hachtiv lo te'afer chametz chalkam natat yotam mi'ishai. Reish Lakish explained that that means lo te'afer chametz chalkam. Meaning, afilu chalkam lo te'afer chametz. What's the big deal? Efshe the Mekadish Pishte Alechem, Batzeret. Really not. Mishum Delo Efshe. Hechi Navi. You want to build a Beit HaMikdash yesterday, Dekachem Etmo. Shte Alechem Bishkitat Kvasim Dekachem. You want to build it yesterday, Beit HaMikdash today, it has to be Biyom Hekim Et HaMishkan. So it's Bishat Binyan. Nivnao Biyom Tov, and Dekachem Biyom, Ein Beit HaMikdash Tov Yom Tov. Leave it until afterwards, the Shafkal about the Achi, and use it to be Makadesh on the day after Yantav, Ipsalei Belima. Build it basically 99% Erev Yantav, Vinishar Bapurta, in which the moment the Yantav is over, Tadha Kadesh Yuma, La Alter, Nigre Vinakache, and Binyan Beit HaMikdash Balaila, Yom Rabbi Minanshin, Binyan Beit HaMikdash Balaila, Shema Uve Yoma Kimet HaMishkan. Which means beyond making more malayla and making more hilchach lo efshar. So in the middle, we have to stick as close as we can to the model. And when it comes to chametz, we don't have an option. Ubishir, Tana Rabbanu Shir Shol Toda Bechinorot Benevalim Uvitzaltzalim Al Kol Pina Opina Al Kol Even Gedola Shabirushalayim V'Omaro Mimcha Hashem Kidilitani Shir Shol Pagaim. You say. And you say now the whole thing. Yosheb says Sarayon, Bitzel Shadayitlonan, Arki Atasha Maxi, Ayon Samtam Yonecha. Then you go back to Mizmar David Biborkom, Shalom Beno, Hashem Marabut Sarai, Adla Hashem Yeshua, Amcha Birchatecha Salam. Rabbi Yosheb and Levi used to say those same psukim before he went to bed, and then in Gani. It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself who said, Asurli itrapot b'divrei Torah. No, this is la'gain. So what, so you're saying it? Asur is only di'ika makah. I'di'ika makah. That's not all it is, man. It's only asur v'tula. It's much worse than that. Atana l'cheshem l'makah v'chelek l'mabah. Yeah, but that's different, because it's my law. Om Rabbi Yochanan, that's talking about Birokek Shanu. L'vishein maskirin shem shamayim ala rekika. Beitin malchin, shtei todot, some have the girsach rehen. So what, you're saying that first comes the Beitin, and then comes the todah? Doesn't it seem the pasuk just the opposite? Vayelech acharehem, haushaya v'chatzisara yehuda. Okay, come on. Beitin malchin, shtei todot malchot. Now, as far as the order is concerned, Beitin, you're acharehem. Ketzad malchot, v'chir rebi shimab rebi. So then the pnimit would be a reference to Achta Mekarva Lechoma. The pnimit would be a reference to Achta Mekarva Lebedin. Now, the problem is that the difference between the pnimit Nechelet and the chitzonat at Nisrefet also has to be explained. So Bishlam Alaman Yomazu Achazu. At least it makes sense. As an Amtalachim. Pnimit, meaning the second one, is Nechelet, because first, Atechitzona Kama, Vikichala, and fine, so it makes sense. But according to the Mandyom, Zekin and Gazel, Belmanav Shech, I mean, Tavaya Badi Adadika Makach. Either eat them both or burn them both. Well, a time is, Lamandyom Azuach, as what? You tell me the first one was Makach. First one was not Makach. Even if you want to tell me, it means achat mikol elu. But the achat is both together. I mean, davar chad mitzvah. Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan al pinavi nechelet ve al pinavi isrefet.